In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God woke, but the nightmare did not recede. Word by word, the tower of speech grew. He looked at it from the air he reclined on. One word more, and it would be on a level with him. Vocabulary would have triumphed. He measured the thin gap with his mind, no wider than that. But the nearness persisted. How to live with the fact? That was the feat now. How to take his rest on the edge of a chasm a word could bridge. This is the opening of R.S. Thomas's glorious 1978 poem, The Gap. It's a poem which reaches into the passions and obsessions and shows us the range of this poetic genius, Thomas, this priest and poet, this curmudgeonly, faithful, doubting, questioning, prophetic mystic who was a giant of 20th century religious poetry. Here we find God and language and the human urge to domesticate the divine, all weaving their way through a vivid picture of a God who is fearful of and resisting our devouring need to know, to name, to own, to be God. These are some of the themes which weave through all of his poetry. And it was all of this which drew me to Thomas when I first encountered his work nearly 25 years ago. My own religious heritage, rooted largely in Welsh Calvinism with a university overlay of the charismatic, had somewhere along the line caused me to run into the sand. It's not that I lost my faith, more that I didn't know what to believe and how to believe it. Propositional belief had been my daily diet growing up, and somehow I had got indigestion. My heart and soul struggled with what I experienced in the faith of my childhood as literalism, and a failure to grasp the richness of our humanity with all our emotional vagaries, the multivalency of our faith, and the paradoxes and ambiguities of life. But I had hope, albeit rather unconsciously, in the shape of my hilarious, storytelling, Londoner, Anglican grandfather, whose faith and humanity had lodged somewhere in my religious psyche. And then I encountered R.S. Thomas, a priest and a poet, and a man of Wales who found his home in the part of Wales which was home to me too, the Northwest. A man caught in a strange family mix of Welshness and Englishness, also familiar to me. And an Anglican, and so a reminder of that hidden seam of joyful sanity which I remembered from my fabulous storytelling Anglican grandfather. But perhaps more than this, I discovered in Thomas a poet of God, a poet for whom God was not flat, not literal, not easily knowable, and therefore not tameable, and a poet for whom any pretense that we might have a final word on faith was anathema. This was a poet who challenged the nature of intercessory prayer, who questioned the theological endeavor, who resisted finality, who launched prayers rather than invested in their answers, and for whom God was a mathematician, a tiger, a raptor, a nudge, discerned in the twitch of a curtain constantly outpacing us, leaving a room as we enter it, catching our eye as we turn and flaming briefly in light on the side of a hillside. Thomas's God can be frustratingly silent or overwhelmingly voluble, invisible in his ubiquity, apparently absent, but always woven into life's fabric, whether we know it or not. This, for me, was suddenly God as vivid, compelling, challenging, and forever calling us, calling me, onwards, deeper into knowing and deeper into mystery. Here was a poet for whom language, the very tool of his trade, was multivalent, sacramental, offering us a glimpse of God through syntax and metaphor, but ultimately always provisional. Thomas's God could be inferred through words, but not tamed by them, because Thomas's God is the Word. A poet who sang creation, as Thomas has famously said. It was R.S. Thomas who breathed new life into my faith. And so back to The Gap, which is one of my favorite of his poems. Here we find ourselves in the prequel to a Babel broken humanity, with God still in that state of fearful anticipation before we hungry humans linguistically devour the space between us and God. One word more and it, humanity, would be on a level with him. Vocabulary would have triumphed. The God of the gap is on the edge of a chasm a word could bridge, and he must resist humanity's attempts to reach him verbally. And so, he leaned over and looked in the dictionary they used. There was one blank still by his name, of the same order as the territory between them, the verbal hunger for the thing in itself, and the darkness that is a God's blood swelled in him, and he let it to make the sign in the space on the page that is in all languages and none, that is the grammarian's torment and the mystery at the cell's core, and the equation that will not come out, and is the narrowness that we stare over into the eternal silence that is the repose of God. Blotting out the one space left in the dictionary with his own blood, God prevents humanity from finding the final word which will name him and close the gap and put us on a level with God. Because the word is not ours to find, it is God's to give. And in the sign which he leaves in blood, Thomas's God reveals and conceals himself at the same time, filling the gap which might otherwise be filled with our words, but also pointing through this sign back at himself in a way which is difficult to pin down, but which hums with associations. Inky blood as sacrifice, Christ, a sign instead of a word, but a sign which is the word. And so the gap between us and God is both kept and filled by God, because it is not for us to close it. It is for us to hunger, to yearn for the God who both keeps his own mystery and reveals himself to us in his sign, his word. This is the greatness of Thomas. A poet who can collapse language and image, who can create yearning on a page, who can reveal the mystery of God by showing us what we may never know, And this is the poet whose words drew me and still draw me. Onwards, restless, hopeful, breathless in the mystery of God's love. In the beginning was the Word. R.S. Thomas's words help us to grasp this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.